Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, an LSU baseball update. That's right. Jay Johnson, the head baseball coach for the Tigers, has filled out his staff. This update brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. Hey, I got to save the date for you. Saturday, August 14th, a huge meat sale going to take place at Tremonti's, and we'll tell you more about it as it gets closer. Connect with Tremonti's Meat and Seafood on Facebook and Instagram. Of course, they got the lunch specials. They got full catering, any and all of your catering needs. Tremonti's Meat and Seafood, and save that date, August 14th. It's a meat sale like you've never seen. The prices will be unbelievable. You can get stocked up for the entire fall of tailgating and grilling at your house. That's Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. All right, as I mentioned, LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson, he has filled out his staff. We'll tell you all about that. I got some thoughts and observations. We'll talk a little bit about the roster and a few other LSU baseball things as we're in the middle of July. Typically not an LSU baseball thing, but with new coach Jay Johnson and him filling out his staff, we wanted to give you an update along with my thoughts and observations. Hey, don't forget to connect with me on social media, Tommy Chrysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel, and I am the oldest dude on TikTok. Connect with Talking Sports with TK. Connect with me on social media. Football season's not that far away. In fact, SEC Media Days are next week. We'll have LSU football podcast for you next week. So connect on social media. You don't want to miss that. Let's get a message from our host, Anchor, and then we'll be back, talk some LSU baseball, and don't forget to connect with Tremonti's Meat and Seafood on Facebook and Instagram. Save that date, August 14th, huge meat sale. I'm Tommy Chrysan. You are listening to Talking Sports with TK. Stay tuned. We continue with Talking Sports with TK. Again, I'm Tommy Chrysan. Thanks for listening, and do share this podcast with all of your friends. We're talking some LSU baseball. Now, as everybody knows, back on June 25th, Jay Johnson was announced as the next head baseball coach for the Tigers, taking over for Paul Maneri. Jay Johnson is 44 years old. He's been at Arizona the last 6 years, two College World Series appearances, including last month up in Omaha. He's going to wear number 2 for the LSU Tigers. You kind of know about Jay Johnson, and I'm going to repeat something I said after he was hired. I like the fact that there are no ties to Skip Bertman or Paul Maneri. Now, with all due respect to Paul Maneri and Skip Bertman, two people I'm lucky enough to call friends, not just have a relationship due to the sports media stuff. With all due respect to them guys, I like the fact that Jay Johnson doesn't have a connection, because Jay Johnson can be Jay Johnson. You don't have to say, well, back when he played for Skip or back when he was on the Maneri staff. You don't have to hear that. Jay Johnson is not going to be Skip Bertman. He's not going to be Paul Maneri. Let him be Jay Johnson. Let him do what he has to do to get LSU baseball back where the fans want it. He knows. He understands what he's stepping into. He understands LSU baseball, the tradition. He understands the Southeastern Conference, and he understands college baseball. So I'm all happy about Jay Johnson. I think if you're a Tiger fan, you got to get behind him and get behind this program 100%. Now, let's talk coaching staff. He brought in Jason Kelly to be his pitching coach. He had been with him at Arizona. Back in 2018, Jason Kelly was an assistant coach of the year when he helped get the Washington Huskies to the College World Series. I repeat, the Washington Huskies to the College World Series. Huh? Think about that. Now, I know he's a West Coast guy, kind of like Jay Johnson. They've been out there all their life. But let me tell you something. The pitching mound is 60 foot 6 inches in Baton Rouge or on the West Coast. The bases are 90 feet. Come on, it's baseball. Okay, throw the ball over the plate. Jason Kelly is an accomplished pitching coach, and he came in here with Jay Johnson because Jay Johnson thinks he can get the pitching staff where it needs to be. Pitching is so important for LSU and in the Southeastern Conference. We know that, and when you read up on Jason Kelly and the stuff he has accomplished, the guys he has developed, the guys he has had drafted and go on to the professional ranks, hey, you defer to Jay Johnson. If he thinks Jason Kelly can do the job, I'm going to go along with him. Also, Coach Johnson brings in a recruiting coordinator, Dan Fitzgerald, who for the last 9 years has been at Dallas Baptist University. He's a top recruiter, well-respected. 9 years in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You think he doesn't have some connections with high school coaches, junior college coaches, professional scouts? Absolutely. He, like Jason Kelly, the resume is impressive. He's had lots of guys who have developed, have gotten drafted, went on to professional baseball, and he can recruit. And again, okay, you say no tie to Louisiana. That's not a requirement. That gets overplayed. I can name you some coaches that had no ties to Louisiana when they came to LSU, and they all did pretty good. Skip Bertman, Dale Brown, Sue Gunner. Paul Maneri was gone for 30 years before he came back. Hey, they did all right, huh? Okay, no ties. Nick Saban, no ties to Louisiana. Don't worry about that. That gets overplayed. Dan Fitzgerald can recruit. He's got the respect, and he will do a good job recruiting for LSU. LSU basically recruits itself because they got the greatest fans in the country, unbelievable facilities, although many schools have caught up and some passed LSU with facilities. Starkville's just amazing right now facility-wise, and if you hadn't been up there lately, you don't know what I'm talking about, go look it up. Dan Fitzgerald will do just fine as the recruiting coordinator. Now, so you got Jason Kelly to pitch, recruiting coordinator Dan Fitzgerald. Well, you got to be able to hit the baseball, right? Well, he has brought, Jay Johnson has brought a lifelong friend, Mark Wanaka, W-A-N-A-K-A, who they've been friends for 25 years, lifelong friends. They have hired him as the volunteer hitting coach. It totally sucks that you can only have two assistant paid coaches in college based on and only 11.7 scholarships. That's a topic for another day. But Mark Wanaka will still get paid. He will get paid with camp money and some other creative ways. But Mark Wanaka and Jay Johnson together, they hit the baseball. You know, they got the T-shirts. If it ain't a ball, it's a line drive. I mean, they're going to do it. Hitting at that level is mental. Okay, you know, everybody can hit. If you're in a Southeastern Conference player, you're an LSU player, you can hit. Well, most of them can hit. So now it's mental, adjust, approach. All those things are important. Jay Johnson has the confidence in Mark Wanaka, just like he has the confidence in Jason Kelly and Dan Fitzgerald, and you got to go with it. I mean, you got to defer to him. The head coach has got to put his people in place that he has confidence in. And all these guys, they understand LSU. They understand the Southeastern Conference. They understand going to Omaha. And it'll be no different with them wearing purple and gold. Again, the bases are 90 feet. The pitching mound 60 foot 6 inches. Home plate 17 inches wide. I mean, come on. It's baseball. These guys are now wearing purple and gold. Got LSU on the hat. And they're going to do just fine. Now, time will tell. If 3 years from now they're not doing fine, they'll have new coaches in here. But you got to get behind these guys and give them a chance on paper. And I know you don't play the games on paper, but on paper, these are all very good hires by head coach Jay Johnson. Now, let's get to the roster. Right now, next year, you can have 40 guys on the roster. That'll be the NCAA limit. LSU's, I got a few more on the roster than that number right now. So there'll have to be some decisions made. Already, Jay Johnson's been working hard. He gets an All-American second baseman, Jacob Berry, who played for him at Arizona. He is coming to LSU. Tyler McManus, a catcher, and LSU needs catchers badly, will transfer from Samford. Tyler McManus also spent some time with Joe Sherman down there at Delgado. I can promise you, Dan Fitzgerald, the recruiting coordinator, is ripping through the transfer portal. He is going to find players that can come in and help. Big news after the MLB draft, Gavin Dugas went undrafted. He's back at LSU. Devin Fontenot back at LSU. Drew Bianco, who really came on in the second part of the season, back at LSU. And about a week ago, Mikel Hilliard announced he'd come back. You cannot substitute anything in baseball for experience. Guys that have been there, done that, been on the road in the SEC, played in a regional, played in a super regional. They just got it done, okay? They know what they're doing. They've been there, done that. You mix this in with some of the new guys that are all going to wear purple and gold, I think things are looking good for LSU baseball. Yeah, we had to wait, 24, 25 days after Paul Maneri announced his retirement prior to Jay Johnson being hired. And then, he didn't fill the staff right away. You got to let things play out, as my Sports Shorts Daily co-host Ronnie Rantz says. You got to let it play out. Well, now that it's played out, I'm bringing you this update. You got my thoughts and observations. Don't forget to connect with me on social media. We always got stuff out there. We put a lot of stuff up about LSU baseball. Now, nothing on the schedule yet for next year. We'll learn about that probably August or September. Fall practice, we'll get all the details from Bill Franquez, the outstanding communications director at LSU. All that's coming soon. I will be out at some fall practices, and we'll probably get you a baseball update or two during the fall. Obviously, attention about to turn to LSU football, and then, of course, Will Wade's basketball team. Media days next week for SEC football. We will have an LSU football update for you. That's also brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge. We'll have you that after the SEC media days are concluded. Once again, thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all your friends. Click the favorite button. Click the like button. We're available on all your major platforms. Connect with me on social media. I always have the links for the podcast on there. I'm happy to connect with you, and I have lots of conversations with lots of fans through social media. I don't mind that at all. In fact, I enjoy it, and I'm happy to have somebody out there listening to the old Talking Sports with TK podcast. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm the oldest dude on TikTok. Look that up, and you'll find me as well. And, of course, my YouTube channel. Lots of good stuff coming. All right. Appreciate you listening to the LSU Baseball Update brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood. I am Tommy Chrysan. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you.